Why does one particular artist speak to any of us? What captivates our eye and causes our hand to involuntarily reach out in hazy recognition, as if touching the image might help us grasp the spark of feeling that leaps from their work and into our own souls? Perhaps it is the same reason that causes an artist to choose a particular subject, which spurs their creative process and, in the end, results in an unsuspecting moment of connection.
Winner of the Kentucky Derby in 1881, Hindu captured the public's imagination that year, and his galloping figure made a perfect subject for a weather vane. The flaring nostrils and straining muscles of the horse are visible in both halves of this finely carved wooden pattern. From this, the cast iron molds were made, into which sheets of copper were hammered to create both sides of the vane.
Well, now you have found me. This is the sculpture I spent so many hours modeling for in Monsieur Degas' studio. Oui, I am the little dancer. Although I'm more likely to be called a little rat. That is what they call the young ballerinas who dance in the chorus at the opera house. But I must tell you, little rat is better than many of the names people called me when Monsieur Degas exhibited his original wax sculpture of the little dancer.
I was the favorite child of Zeus. He fondly nicknamed me Glaucopis, which means gray eyes or bright eyes. And since the Greeks identified their gods with certain animals, I became associated with owls. Folklore claimed that owls were wise, like me. Perhaps the story has something to do with that reputation. I was very fond of a certain city in Greece, and so was my uncle Poseidon. Both of us had claimed the city as our own, and after a long quarrel, decided that the one who could bestow the finest gift should become its patron. Leading a procession of citizens, we climbed the flat-topped rock, or Acropolis, that overlooked the city some 300 feet below. It was on this hilltop citadel that Poseidon stabbed the cliff with his trident, and a spring welled up. The people marveled, but the water was as salty as the sea that he ruled.
As any gardener knows, you have to get close to the earth to appreciate all the wonderful sights and smells a garden has to offer. This unique year-round garden was designed to provide children with an adventure that stimulates their senses and provokes their curiosity.
The idea behind it was to invite children to get interested in plants through play because they might remember playing with certain flowers or they might remember certain fragrances or colors.
Whoa, who is that?
Hey, Jimmy, it's bad enough that you brought a dog to a museum, but now you're asking me to read labels?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Countess of Southampton?
She's a countess?
She sure dresses fancy.
I'll bet she's going to a ball or something.
This whole thing, I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
Who said that?
But seriously, these robes I would not have really worn. This is just a costume.
The countess... She's talking to us.
A painting can talk?
Jimmy, you're talking to a dog. How surprised can you be when a 400-year-old painting wants to have a chat?